Genesis 14:21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. So the king of Sodom, he's like, I want the people. I don't care about the money. And that's the same thing that these kings around here want too. They might want the money too. I mean, a lot of them are false prophets and they want money. That's a clue of a false prophet. But they want the souls. Because who do they work for? They work for the devil. Amen. Any false religion, they work for the devil. And the ones that are preaching it, they know it themselves. In 2 Timothy 2:26, it says, "And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will." Look, the devil can take people captive at his will. Anybody that's not saved. It says in Revelation 12:9, it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." See, he's deceived the whole world. You know what? He's deceived Spokane Valley. He's deceived Spokane. He's deceived Coeur d'Alene. And you know what? We need to pull those people out of there. We need to slaughter those kings. These false religions want people. They want souls. The devil wants every soul to go to hell. He wants every person to die. He hates people, even his own people. He's not good to his children. He like signs them to big contracts and then lets them blow their brains out or hang themselves or, you know, whatever these wicked people do. Genesis 14:22 says also to the king of Sodom. Notice what he says to him. He says, "And Abram said unto the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich." And you know what? Just like Abraham wanted nothing to do with the king of Sodom, and I don't blame him, he said, "I'm not even going to take a shoelace from you, buddy. I don't want nothing from you." You know why? Because he was a Baptist. He said, "I'm separated from you, clown. We don't want no homo pastors around here." Right? So, look, we're independent.